The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Use promo code WMVP.
Tune in every Friday for the official Waddle and Sylvie same game parlay on the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
21 years or older, Illinois only. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Dahl. We're in for Carmen and Yurko, but guess what? We get to talk to the guys now with Sylvie. They're at Legends in Woodridge. What's up, guys?
Gentlemen.
What's up?
Boys.
How are ya?
Que pasa?
It's all good.
Men, boys, gentlemen.
I love working with these guys. And then, like, Yurko in a nutshell, and I just tweeted it out. Server comes over 1 minute before airtime. Yurko's request. You guys have any key lime pie?
What an odd request. Like at Legends. I'm like, I'm hungry for pie.
It is the weekend.
I mean, I didn't ask for apple pie. I didn't ask for cherry pie. I didn't ask for blueberry pie. I didn't ask for French toast pie. I'm in the mood for key lime pie.
But you got to admit, it is kind of like, it's kind of
out
an
of the
odd,
blue.
It's an odd request.
Did they have it?
The woman looked at him.
Very.
He said, "We have some really good donuts."
We got donuts.
She's like, "We're a bar."
See, and Yurko might understand this because the overseas hospitality. Like, if I was in Egypt and I asked for key lime pie, the answer would have just been yes. No, they would just go find. They just go find it.
They go find it.
They go find it.
They go find it. We're in the middle of a strip mall.
They would just go find it. Doesn't matter.
Are they going to go next door to the Starbucks?
You got jewels?
Do you guys have any key lime pie?
Next door to the Trattoria.
Actually, there is a jewel right down the street.
Okay, they'd go to. So they'd send someone to the jewels, and they'd go. They get you a key lime pie.
Do you want me to run real quick and
Can we let's put out an all points bulletin.
Somebody
a listener right now.
You don't bring food into a restaurant, guys.
Look, and it would bring more people in to then drink their liquor.
I asked for key lime pie
and Miller Lite
to be a smart elk. That's why I asked.
Knowing
that they wouldn't have key lime pie, then she's going to tell me what they recommend.
Are you hitting?
That's how I got the donuts.
That's the thought process.
I don't know what to tell you, boys, but what do you expect from me? All right,
I love that.
I mean, I fire on all cylinders all the time.
I know you do.
All right?
That's how he hits on
it. Never stops.
He hits on the waitress.
I'm not used to it. Oh, is that the move?
And then he says, would you like to go get some? That's his move.
What are you talking about?
I'm kidding. I'm busting your balls.
No, that's not my move at all.
Well, it might be.
You guys have heard about my moves. Almost got me in trouble.
I'm rich and I'm famous.
Yeah. Oh, which is a fun one.
And I'm single.
I'm
rich and I'm single.
I'm more infamous than I
am
famous.
That's the best line ever. Hi, I'm
infamous.
I'm rich and I'm single.
Came out of nowhere, too. From nowhere. Going to a Chicago Cubs game, playoff game.
Best line ever.
I believe it was circa 2017. Were they in the playoffs?
Yes, they were.
Yeah, 2017. After they won the World Series, we went to a game.
They won a series in that postseason.
Yes, they did. They went back to the NLCS.
They beat Washington in a very fluky game five.
And the girl was very receptive. Then we took her coupons. We saw it was for a gentleman's club. I go, well, no wonder she was friendly.
Well, of course.
No wonder she's friendly.
Oh, that's why they're friendly?
Yeah, she's trying to raise college funds.
I thought she was into me, guys.
Yeah, right, Chris. I thought, you mean they don't like us? Really? She's not that into me?
No, you've got to be smarter than that. Come on.
Sure.
I know you've been there, Carm.
Black Abdallah, you guys...
When the one girl goes to me, I'm the most handsome man she's ever met. I go, you got to get your eyes checked, sweetie.
I do remember a time when I was young.
I don't believe you.
Early 20s.
We've all been there.
You know, we've all been there. Like, Sylvie and I would be at this... And I'd walk out and be like, Sylvie, I think she actually...
Oh, for sure.
And he's older than me, so he kind of knew the drill. I'm like, no, but this one, I think maybe she likes
She's
me.
Different. Like, no, she's different, guys.
She's different, Chris, right, yeah.
I'm definitely Northwestern.
I've definitely been at one with Chris where he came out of the room.
Same thing.
And came back and goes, we got to go. I'm out of money.
Yeah, that's true.
We've all done that.
Where's your underwear? Yeah.
Gone.
Had to use it as a towel.
All right. People are eating. Come on.
I've gone through Milwaukee a couple of times in the last month. Once to a Cubs game, and then I just went through Milwaukee to go to Green Bay. Have you guys heard of the one they got at the Gentleman's Club, what it's called up there?
In Milwaukee?
I saw the billboards. I don't know where exactly it was. It's called OTB. Come visit the OTB. And it's on the border Gentleman's Club.
Okay.
I think that's a good name. I thought that's a good name Hey, where are we going tonight? We're going to the OTB. Don't worry, babe. We'll be back by 10.
I'm just going to the OTB.
We're going to the OTB.
Don't worry about it.
Pictures of?
I'm taking a picture of myself. Oh. I'm sending it to my sister to let her know I'm wearing Hanover Central football gear.
All right.
Because I'm going to the Hanover Central Whiting football game tonight.
Got it.
So I was going to go pick
That's
my mother up.
That's what you're doing right now?
Right. I was going to go pick my mom up, but she said she's going to take mom herself in the car so I can go straight to the football game.
It looked like you might have been taking a picture of, like,
little Johnny.
What are you doing there?
Yeah, and I'm like, what are you doing? But he was taking a selfie.
Frank Norman, I am not.
My sister doesn't believe me sometimes. Sometimes I'm saying I'm coming to the game, and then I don't show up for the game.
Yeah.
Right? And right now, Hanover Central is beating teams like 45 to nothing.
Wow.
They're hardly games. They're hardly games. They're good. I believe they should play in a division above the division they're at. Okay, but that's me personally. I think if you're tested during the season, it's better for the playoffs.
The Tom Izzo theory.
Just me. Not lambasting anybody. Maybe it's a small process or a slow process in the state of Indiana. Either way, I'll be at the game tonight enjoying myself. Nothing like football Fridays, Carm. You know how much we love it.
Friday night lights.
Nice Pajena. You get yourself a little bit of tea with some honey in it. Boom.
I doubt that you'll have it.
And some key lime pie, of course.
Yeah, you go up to the concession stand in any high school football game and you order a key lime pie.
No, to be honest,
right?
Back in the day, going to Baker Square after a Friday night football game was
man.
The jam.
I'm picking up some French silk pie tonight, man. I'm going to go get me some of that.
Should we all have some pie tonight?
Yes,
I hope so.
I think we should.
Yeah. Pie night?
I'm down.
I'm good
pie
with
night.
That.
Carmen's pie is the Italian pie. He's going to start the old heater outside and cook yourself up a little something.
What's that?
Oh,
the pizza
thing.
Pizza oven, 950 degrees.
I'm like, what
pizza pie?
Pizza pie. You know kind of pie. It's all types of pie, Carmen.
When are you going to invite us over for a pizza night?
You
had promised that we can bring the kids over and you would cook us pizzas.
We'll find
Let's find a day we can do that.
We're coming
tomorrow
over tomorrow?
Tomorrow we can't. Too busy tomorrow.
Yeah, me too.
This weekend is a no-go, but let's find one soon in the next couple weeks.
Golfing tomorrow, golfing on Sunday, guys. How about you two up there? Golf and golf for both of you?
Sunday.
Oh, just Sunday?
Yeah, after after we're out in Elmhurst, we're going to try and play a quick 18.
I'm fishing Sunday morning before football.
Oh, what are you going for, Carm?
Smallies and largies. Where I'm going with Chauncey.
Smallies?
Yeah.
Smallies
going
with Chauncey?
Going with Chauncey.
Oh. How do you tell one from the other?
The jawline, basically.
Right.
Or their stripes are different,
one
too.
Has a horizontal,
right.
The other one has vertical stripes.
I'm trying to think now. The vertical stripes are smallmouth bass, usually. I think I have that right. And the largemouths are usually
So vertical is this way. Horizontal is that
way. Yeah, the horizontal ones are usually the largemouths.
I gotcha. See, when I came in,
I like catching smallmouths better, by the way. They fight harder.
Yeah, they do.
People think, like, you want the large. No, you want to catch smallmouths.
My dad never understood people catch fish and let go of fish.
Well,
what are you doing?
We catch them.
My dad's like, what are you doing? I'm catching the fish so I can eat the fish.
Yes.
Fishing,
old school.
Fishing just to throw them back in the pond. My dad goes, what the hell are you doing?
We catch them.
Not a sense.
You ever fillet a fish?
I have cheese most of the time. Light tartar sauce. I put my French fries in between the bun. What a sandwich.
I did once, and I made a mess of it, Chris. And I'll be honest, it's kind of gross. I'm not going to lie.
The more you do it, the better you're at it.
Yeah.
And it's
like
right under the little flipper there. And
yeah.
Yeah, it's like putting contacts in for the first time.
I'd honestly rather
seems
just.
It's like it takes an hour, but once you get it, it'll take you 20 seconds.
I'll have, like, if we go on a fishing excursion and we were going to have a shore lunch, like, I'll have the guy do it, or I'll have my fishmonger do it. I'd rather not. Even, like, spatchcocking a chicken. I don't like
that. Whoa, hey. What's going on? Spatchcocking.
Is that Italian?
No.
Is that Italian? Hey, mamma mia, I'm going to spatchcock the chicken.
So when you ever do, like, a.
I mean,
it's a spatchcock Saturday, guys, is what it is.
What's going on?
Ask your butcher to spatchcock a chicken. That means that you're opening it up. You're butterflying.
Why'd he come out with no pants on? What's going on?
That's my new fantasy football team
spatchcock.
Name. Well, the spatchcocking a chicken.
Got to worry about your wife going to the butcher and getting a chicken spatchcock.
Spatchcock is when you butterfly. When you have a whole chicken, you butterfly it.
You butterfly.
So
you open it up.
The backbone out, and they'll do it in 2 seconds. And, like,
for them, it's nothing.
It's nothing. So
these guys are spatchcocking animals all the time.
I go to Casey's, my butcher in my town, and I say, I'm going to do a whole, like, I want to do a spatchcock chicken on the grill. And right away, they'll spatchcock it.
You're trying to set a prank for all Chicago to walk into the grocery store and say, hey, give me one of those spatchcock chickens.
Well, the butcher at your grocery store might not know, but a real butcher's going to know what
a real butcher knows.
I've watched you go get hours and hours of the Food Network, and I've never heard that term before.
look it up. Go ahead.
No, he's right.
I've watched, what's the Alton Brown show where he would teach you things?
When you break it, yeah.
Good Eats. I used to watch that all the time. He never talked about the spatchcock.
I promise that's a real thing. It's like if you go to any, you get
it's taking me into Urban Dictionary.
It's fun to say. I'll say that much.
You can go, it all sounds dirty when you're asking your butcher. What about, let's say you want to do a roasted pork loin. You say, I want a roasted bone-in pork loin. French the bone for me.
You
got to French the bone.
I'm telling you.
That means they will.
I told that to my butcher, and he started putting lip gloss on.
No, stop it.
What the hell's going on,
Carl? Ask them to French the bone, and they'll clean the bones. Sylvie's got it. See? There's a chicken.
Bunch of recipes.
So I do.
What do you put on your chicken when you spatchcock it?
I grill it. I char grill it on the grill, and then I make
any cream sauce on there?
I make a chimichurri, or I have made
a nice chimichurri.
I made like a basil pesto.
Sure.
Before, and it's very good.
Sure.
It's very, very good.
Fresh basil from the garden?
Absolutely.
You bet.
Well, how many leaves you grab? I don't do garden.
About 20 leaves from the garden?
I don't do my own garden, but 20 basil leaves.
I had fresh basil this year, and I made some pesto sauce. Carm, you told me about the pine nuts that I needed, little bit of Reggiano Romano, cheese, I had to put on there. Dude, it was delicious. Salt and pepper, a little bit of garlic.
Try it on a spatchcock.
Boom. I can't wait.
You have any more basil left? We have one more batch that I'm going to be able to harvest.
A little bit. I've got the plants are still going, but they're starting to.
Yeah. Oh, really? Mine are bright and green. They're good.
No, are yours inside? Mine are outside.
No, they're outside. They're on the deck. Yeah.
And then my fig tree gave me no figs this year. You believe it?
Really? No figs.
Tough year for my fig tree. Mm. First year it hasn't given me figs.
Boy, I love figs.
Yeah.
Hmm. Off the fresh figs, man.
This is an epic crosstalk.
Carmen, I got a question for you. My local supermarket was having a deal on short ribs, so I bought some. What should I do?
Bone in. Oh, man.
Spatchcock.
These are the best.
Slow cook these.
So serum first. Serum off. And then I would slow cook. I would braise them in make a, get your mirepoix and then.
Mirepoix. That's carrots, onions, and celery.
Okay.
Okay.
Add mirepoix, brown those off, cook those down a little bit, and then I would add
a little smoked paprika in there and a little mixture,
Could if you want, but then I would add like a nice hearty Italian red wine and some beef stock or chicken stock.
A Chianti?
But use some beef stock and some tomato paste and some nice hearty red and just braise those low and slow in the oven at like 300 for maybe even 275. For like 3 hours, and they just fall off the bone.
All right, I'll do that.
And then you've got and then you can reduce the sauce, reduce the liquid down,
make it into a chutney,
make a little reduction, and thicken up that.
Is that
sauce.
A chutney or a reduction?
It's a reduction.
Okay. Yeah. How far do you have to reduce for it to become a chutney?
Well, for chutney though, you'd want I would strain the vegetables off, and just be left with the liquid and reduce it so that it's like super concentrated, and then just reduce that down and thicken it, and then you have like a nice little sort of gravy to pour over it. And I would do it with some polenta or some pasta.
Sure. All right. Yeah. I like that.
Maybe a little orzo.
Or some orzo. They'll fall right off the bone if you do it that way.
Abdallah, I've told you both, because Black, I think it's in the family, that the best short rib I've ever had is in the Ville. Libertyville.
Shaku.
At Shaku.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
It's great.
It's a sushi restaurant.
Really?
And they've got a few different locations in the burbs.
Mm. At Shaku.
One's in Libertyville. Yeah. And we probably get three of them every time we go.
Just awesome.
It's just right on the bone, like you said, and then falls off the
bone.
It
falls off. Yeah.
It is
so low
good.
And slow. You got to do it low and slow to do it that way.
Yeah, it's my brother-in-law's family owns them.
It's very good, yes.
Yeah, Johan DePoor. Yeah, his family.
Well, I hope he makes it so comes to Rich.
How many locations now, Black?
They have one in Park Ridge. They have one in Arlington Heights, downtown Arlington Heights.
Barrington.
They have one in Barrington and Libertyville.
Four.
Yeah. Tell them to get down a little closer south to me, and I'd love to go there.
It's worth it. It's very good.
Or where real people live, you can get close to me, too. Carm's like, will you please come south? All the way down by you, Carm?
Well, compared to where his restaurants are now.
Sweet Marie. I said, how about
putting one up on the Crossroads of America.
I have to get lambasted. You can ask for one, but I'm just asking for one.
I'm doubling on your request.
Yes, it sounds delicious.
Remember, we're partners.
Is this Autumn's brother?
Do you remember this?
No. My sister's husband.
Your sister's husband.
Husband.
Okay, yeah. I got you. Yep. All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And his name's Frankie DePore.
That's close. Yovan.
I told you. One day I want to go on the Carmen DeFalco date with Allie where I take her out to the Pride store. We go for maybe a burger. Like the way Carmen talks about
wine.
The Pride store.
Yeah,
and
Camus.
You get Camus there.
And then go to Elmwood Park.
And then we take a stroll down Elmwood Park. Like the way you describe both of these, I'm like, my gosh, I've been missing Elmwood Park.
You went Italian ice at Johnny's Beef.
Thank you, Chris.
If it's a Wednesday, oof, you know you're drinking whiskey.
That's true.
I've told both of those partners, I'm like, no one sells it better than Carmen.
That's right.
I'm like,
when I need windows, I'm calling Window Nation.
Yeah, trying to like make a reservation at the Pride store.
We got a Pride store down by me. You can come visit.
They do.
It's amazing.
Part of it's in Illinois. Most of it's in Indiana.
How about that?
Right on the state line.
Straddling the state line.
Right. You can commit a crime in one and just cross the state line in the other, and you're scot-free.
Well, the FBI might come for you.
Yeah, right. They're too busy.
Illinois couldn't. Let's put it that way.
Did you boys see the news that Velus Jones was listed as questionable, but he did fully participate?
That's good.
Today.
That's good. I know Yurko won't like this, but, like, Cairo Santos is dealing with what is being said by reporters a significant personal issue.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. He's questionable for Sunday.
First of all, you hope everything's okay with
him. That's what you hope for, 100%.
Like in a game that's probably going to be a slugfest and a low-scoring game, you definitely want your best kicker.
Does he live in Florida? Does this have anything to do with
I don't know.
Well, he might have family there, too.
Right.
He was practicing down there, remember?
Right.
Didn't he say he had to go find different kind of grass in Florida?
Right. Yeah, like he's talked about how he kicks in Florida. So I don't know if that I hate to speculate to begin with on a personal thing.
Yeah.
But like there are real issues going on now.
Well, of course there are. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. You hope everything's okay with him. That sucks.
Also, Jalen Johnson out.
Yeah.
2 weeks
in a row. Jalen Johnson 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah,
2 weeks
he's
in a row.
Out, and so is Montgomery, which we all basically knew he would be out.
Yeah, sure. I think we knew that.
I'm interested in seeing the total. I don't think, Tyler, have put together our parlay, same game parlay, because I'm looking to see what the Bears rushing over would be or what the Herbert over would be.
Right.
We had a caller earlier who suggested two touchdowns for Herbert and Saquon each. What was it, like plus 5,000?
Yeah, it was like 5,000 to 1.
But that's two touchdowns for
each each of them.
Yeah,
because Saquon's only had two touchdowns this season.
I asked him, are they going to get to the end zone four times? Yeah. Like, are these teams going to get to the end zone four
that's
times?
That's a good question, too. And, well, like, if the Bears don't have their kicker who they rely on, I mean, it's even more reason to just continue to feed the ball to the running back.
In a game that could be really low scoring. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think both teams
it's
are going to
be
gonna
an
run
ugly
the
game.
Hell out of it.
The over took some money. It did drive it back closer to 40 because, like, 38.5 is pretty low in this day and age. Let's face it. I mean, anything under 40, you're like, oh, wow. You know, in this NFL. So it's back to 39.5. I don't know. When it gets to 41, maybe you start making a case one way or another because at least you're sitting on a key. But
it might be raining up there, too.
It could be. I mean, all the games up and down the East Coast could be affected by weather. College and pro, Saturday and Sunday. It's something to take into consideration.
I'm assuming the Tampa game's in Tampa.
The Tampa game, they're staying.
Right. Yeah, they didn't move any of the games.
The Clemson game tomorrow night, like, that's a big game, and who knows? It sounds like it's making landfall in South Carolina now, so by tomorrow night, maybe it's good, but...
And they got kicked up to a Category 1, but the minute it hits the land, it's going to dissipate
right
into a tropical depression.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, Clemson, South Carolina, tomorrow evening, there's no precipitation, really.
Okay, so they're probably going to get lucky.
They're getting it right now.
Getting it now?
Yeah.
Abdallah, you have a college pick? Your college picks are always really good, or do I have to listen to Tailgate tomorrow?
Ooh, you can listen to Tailgate tomorrow, but I can 9 a.m. for Chicago's College Tailgate, I'll give you one now. Hold on, let me go with what I'm going with here this weekend. There's a game tonight.
Yes, there's a good one.
There's a game tonight, Washington and UCLA tonight. I like Washington minus -3.
Penix has been awesome, right?
Yeah, I like Washington minus -3 tonight. If you want to get if you want a late night creep for tonight, that game is a 9:30 kick tonight. I'm going with Washington minus -3. A little play on the under.
When you turn that game on tonight, there will be no people at the Rose Bowl.
No. Are you taking
you
your Friday night to
have
go?
Have you guys seen or heard about what UCLA is dealing with?
I heard they were, what do they do? I heard they were like plastering billboards up around town, right, Chris?
Right, and no people are going to these UCLA games. They're 4-0. Last year, they were pretty good. So, like, Chip Kelly is, like, slowly turning this program around. The student base, they're not interested because it's up in Pasadena. And also, like, people in L.A. don't care. So, like, when you turn on a UCLA home game, there is nobody at the Rose Bowl.
Wow.
I did not know that. I guarantee you, when you guys watch tonight, there's going to be nobody there in the seats.
That's sad. That is kind of pathetic.
Speaking of that, did you guys see the model or the renderings of the new Northwestern Stadium?
Yes. Looks cool.
It looks really cool.
It does.
But then when I saw the inside of the building, they're like, hey, we're cutting down to like
35,000.
The stadium, though, that they showed looks like it's about 70,000 from the rendering.
Which is probably better for them. Like 35, they pack it and it would sound loud. And
you know what it looks like, guys? It looks like the MLS stadiums that teams, new franchises around Major League Soccer that they're building. You know, smaller, closer, some amenities
still,
for like
still
suites.
Have a rock concert.
Yeah, you could still have a concert, like the Chargers played in that L.A. Soccer stadium a few times a couple years ago.
Yeah.
That's what this kind of looks like. Makes a lot of sense.
Yes, it
I agree with you. It does.
Will Fitz be there when they open?
He's never going anywhere.
Forever. Are you kidding? Or was he going to be the Bears coach?
They lost to Miami, Ohio last week. Are we not talking football? Northwestern
Southern
football
before
here?
That.
They lost to Southern, Duke, and...
Doesn't
right?
matter.
I mean, they lost to Southern and Duke as double-digit home favorite.
Are you guys, I'm with you, Abdallah.
They're
it doesn't matter.
Job for life.
They're both one loss away from him being – the Bears and Northwestern are both one loss away from him being rumored to take the Bears' job.
Of course.
Are you suggesting that Fitzy gets a pass in this city?
I don't think that he gets
a
pass.
Suggesting
I'm
not suggesting it.
I'm suggesting, Yurko, we just
saying
have
it.
Discussed this okay. on but, Chicago's but, college tailgate for years.
I've got you.
But I also think, like, it's Northwestern. He's the only coach that's ever done, and you realize I think they've won 6 straight bowl games.
Yeah, I know.
And I get it. They're going to have
years from now. They're going to win the West again, and they're going to go to another bowl decent game. Bowl game.
Like,
they're going to win.
It's Northwestern. Like
it's a cycle.
What they win last year,
they were terrible.
The Poulin Weed Eater Bowl.
No, they didn't go to one last year. They were terrible last year. I'm just saying, in their I believe the last 6 times, or maybe it's 5 of the last 6 bowl games they've gone to, they've won. They didn't win a bowl game before he got there since like 1940.
Okay,
and I think they've won 5 or 6 under him.
The 2020 season, they won the Citrus Bowl against Auburn, 35-19. 2018, so they had a couple year in between.
Right.
2018, they're at the Holiday Bowl. They beat Utah 31-20.
They beat Utah.
2017, the Music City Bowl. They beat Kentucky. 2016, the Pinstripe Bowl. They beat Pitt. Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
On a roll. Yeah.
Like he's beaten Kyle Whittingham, he's beaten Gus Malzahn in bowl games. Like,
and also, who are they getting?
Well, that's a lame argument.
No. But seriously, you're not up getting the upper echelon coach that's going to take the Nebraska job or the Arizona State job year.
Adam's right. Like,
you're getting
some
rogue assistant.
Well, you could get like an NIU coach or someone like that. You could do that.
I don't know that it would be any better. I really don't know that it'll be any better. I think Fitz is a great.
Did you guys hear what Abdallah just said? Did you guys catch that?
NIU is a better job.
NIU's a better job than Northwestern? I don't know.
No.
You got a chance to win your conference?
Look at that facility on the lakefront.
Yeah,
okay, so what? If you can't do anything with it, what does it matter?
They won bowl games. I mean, again, like, I'm
the money's better at Northwestern. I'm sorry, Adam. That's a better job as at Northwestern.
He's treated different than any other Big Ten coach. Like, I've always busted Greeny's balls. Where Greeny will get on the radio and he'll curse out Robert Saleh. He'll say, the Jets suck. My team sucks. And then Northwestern loses to Southern and then to Miami of Ohio. He says, shucks, guys. It was a really good try. We'll get him next week.
Of course.
shucks.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You know what? We're putting in good effort.
It's exactly right.
And CCT brought to you by Northwestern football, by the way.
There you go.
Each and every Saturday.
Beautiful.
Chicago's Big Ten team.
Hey, we got to cover the team.
Yeah.
So, Woodridge Legends, this is a great spot.
Great
bar.
Yeah.
We got a great crowd here already. Plenty of room for you. Lots of televisions.
Big crowd.
Ice cold Miller Lite. It's because of Carmen and Yurko.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be with me till 6 o'clock, so we'll start with the Tua stuff and then get into some Bears.
What else you guys have on the show today?
Courtney.
Courtney. And then we got Doug Kazarian.
Coming on.
And I'm gonna ask Carmen a question or two about the White Sox.
Ooh, really?
Well, I mean, about big picture stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, guys. Right, or maybe not.
It is.
Maybe not.
It is what to watch.
Even
for.
Carmen said why.
I know. Like, I haven't watched an inning since last Thursday.
It is a Friday before the Bears game, obviously the keys will be there.
Yeah, Yurko's got his keys.
That's right. We
got
to carve that out.
Well, and I think I've looked on the schedule and saw there's no spot for it.
Come on, Meller. We got
to find it. We'll find a way to make it happen.
I also think Freddie Huebner is stopping by.
Freddie is coming by. And Fat Mike's already here.
We need to put him on and find out what's up, Fred's
game. Yeah, I'm in for that. Let's put Freddie on.
He entertains me. To no end.
Full disclosure, we talked about talking to Connor today, and Adam's like, let's give Connor a break.
Let's not make him do this. Let Connor enjoy San Diego.
Let's give him a break.
Stop it.
All right, go and see Waddle, Sylvie, Carmen, Yurko, both shows, combination deal. We get it from 2 to 6 live in Woodridge. They're coming up next.
Is it flowing? The Waddle and Sylvie Miller Time live broadcast. On ESPN 1000.
To a rolling left with the grain, and down he goes, slung down at his own 48-yard line. Josh Tupu, and Well, we saw last week, and he went down, he got up.
On Amazon Prime that everybody is talking about today, Tua knocked out with the concussion. We've got the good kid here. Carmen's here in for Waddle today. We're live at Woodridge at Legends. Carmen, you did not need the rewind button because Amazon Prime gave you many, many replays.
Many replays
on the play from Tua yesterday.
A lot. You saw it a lot. Yeah. And it is scary when you see stuff like that. I mean, you know, it is a little bit I mean, we know it's football. We know it's violent. We know it's you know, guys get hurt. We've seen all kinds of nasty injuries in football over the years. But it still is a little jarring because you're like, man, oh, man, that just can't possibly be good.
They probably should have handled last Sunday a little bit better. They didn't. Now they come in and he's got a situation there. Obviously, he's been affected. So you got to make sure he's 100%. They're probably overly cautious, which they should have been.
Right. And he flew home, which was good. He flew home with the team.
There you go. They got him to where he needs to be. And then now that he's got to sit out, he's got to go through the concussion protocol. That's fine. It's all fine. And I don't know who's the judge, who judges on whether he can come back or not come back.
Supposed to be an independent doctor.
Well, there you go. I don't know when it happens or when it does. On the side of caution, if he ends up getting another concussion, at some point you don't play anymore, right?
Yeah, well, that's...
Well, scary. I mean, that's
and,
the...
And,
hold on, though. That's the road you're going to right now.
Yes,
just so
is.
You know, this is the road. Well, or two more concussions of that ilk... Yep. Well, you got to make a decision as a ball player then. What is it that you want to do? Do you want to keep putting yourself at risk? Or... Do you say, I can't do this anymore because of what's happening?
What about your – a lot of people have come out today, and I got some good audio. I know Rob Ninkovich has been on with you guys a lot. He's a Chicago guy from Joliet. He retired early because of his fear for head injuries and safety going forward for his family. It's long. I'll play that for you later. But a lot of people are saying, look, the player's got to be protected from himself. We've always heard that, whether it be from Derrick Rose, whether it be this year, Kopech. Tony's got to come out, and he's got to – the pitcher's always going to say, I want to pitch. The player's always going to say – Brian Urlacher used to tell us all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I've
heard him say it to you guys.
Yeah, Brian used to have a thing when he knew he got his bell rung, he had a concussion, he blacked out, and any time like that, he'd grab his knee. Because he knew – if he would grab his head, that they would take him out. And he would mask a concussion by grabbing his knee because he was never going to come out.
Yeah. I always said grab the calf.
Grab
the
something.
Calf is, grab the calf, you know. But grabbing the knee, that's to him. But if you could, you can cramp up whenever you want.
Yeah.
I strained it. Man, it's tightening up on me right now. Oh, boy. You see the guy with the orange arm come out, and you know you're getting a timeout, and then you take a little bit of time. But... you got to sit out a play, though. That's the risk you take if you're a Brian Urlacher. You got your bell rung. You're on the ground. You grab your knee. Now you got to come out and get a play anyway.
I guess in his mind, better one play than
going into the protocol. Was the protocol there before he retired? He retired seven, 8 years now.
Good question.
Well, and that's the
I bet you it was a little bit. I bet you it was.
The big talking point today, boys, is that the protocol, like you said, Yurko, they didn't do that right last week. When the way
back
it,
injury,
it fit
back injury.
Yeah,
we all knew that was a hear, joke last
hear,
week.
You want to hear Shefty? Shefty describes it the how they were at fault last week, and even though they say it's a back injury, even though he says he's okay, even quote, there's an independent neurologist, but Stefania Bell points out there is no clear test that you could ever tell if someone had a concussion. Only the person knows. You know what I mean? And sometimes the person may not even know because they're confused. But this was Shefty explaining exactly why they were at fault last week and why they erred putting him in harm's way this week. Here's Adam Schefter.
Well, I think there are a few important points here to make, Greeny. And I think everybody is talking about the fact that Tua Tagovailoa allegedly suffered a concussion on Sunday, and the opinions of people. But let's be very clear about this. The Miami Dolphins on Sunday initially announced that Tua suffered a head injury and then revised it to say that he had suffered a back injury. Now, the whole issue here is in the concussion protocols, and that is a phrase called gross motor instability, which you're seeing on the screen, I think, in my opinion, right there. Gross motor instability. If any player is ever demonstrating signs of gross motor instability, he's not allowed to play. Now, in this particular case, Tua Tagovailoa was taken to the locker room. He was examined by the Dolphins doctor and by an unaffiliated neurotrauma consultant that was appointed by the NFL and the NFL Players Association, jointly agreed to. Those two individuals allowed Tua to go back into the game on Sunday. But, again, according to the concussion protocols, if you are demonstrating those gross motor instability skills at that moment, you should not be allowed to re-enter the game. Now, the protocols also apply to brain, neck, and spine injuries. So the Dolphins have been adamant that he didn't suffer a concussion and that it was a back injury. Well, if we're going to use that then you could say that the spine is a part of the back, and under the concussion protocols, once again, he should not have been allowed to re-enter the game on Sunday. He was listed all week long as questionable. I've spoken to teams that have called me since this injury occurred that said that their training staffs would not have allowed Tua to play on a short week last night in the circumstances that he experienced last week. Now, he did play. And every team has a different medical staff and different standards. But again, I come back to gross motor instability. It's the phrase that's in the protocols. It's the phrase that people aren't using. People have said he has a concussion. The Dolphins said he didn't have a concussion. We don't know whether he did or he didn't. What we do know is that when he walked off that field on Sunday, something did not look right. Something was wrong. And Tua was allowed to re-enter the game after being cleared by the doctors leading up to the circumstances last night that left everybody with a deep, disturbed feeling about how the system had failed.
I thought that was the best summary that I've heard by anybody. Summarize why they, like, if you, like, because I've heard, well, it's a back. So why, if it's a back, then he's allowed to go back in. But he covered, I thought, all the bases.
So wait, is Adam saying that the language, the protocol states that gross motor instability means at no point can you return to the game?
Right.
Really?
Because that shows that you may have had. Oh. Because some people, and you played, you can talk about this way better than we can. Like, some people may have suffered a concussion and then don't show concussion till symptoms till days later.
Right.
You know, I remember, I think Jimmy Clausen had one of those like years ago where he was okay the day of the game. And then all of a sudden he was...
I think you're right.
They talked about he's in concussion protocol like 2 days later.
This is what I knew about concussions when I played. If you had them, they were going to get rid of you.
Yeah. Different, Larry.
So you didn't say a word about
nothing. So you never
said
anything?
Said nothing about anything ever. Because if you had concussions and they knew you had a soft melon, you were gone.
Shake off the cobwebs.
You weren't going to play.
Yeah.
That's
it. Shake it off.
Well, it's not even shake it off. You knew that if you complained about having a concussion, you were going to be gone. Yeah. That's it. Nothing else.
What now,
not
though?
Not shake it off. I would assume they're much more protective. I mean, this is what I've seen over the course of the last 2 weeks. But here you had a team that needed their quarterback in there because they wanted to win a game against Buffalo.
So what do you mean? Right. What about now? What about now? They covered it up. Did they?
Same
right.
What
did
protocol?
They just cover it up?
So that's my point with what Shefty is saying.
Thing, yeah.
The protocol, like, I think the protocol has failed many guys in the last few years. We've talked about this, Meller. I think there was a Russell Wilson thing where he clearly suffered a concussion and he was allowed to play. They were never buzzing the independent guy from the press box. How do you change this? How do you fix it? How do you protect players?
I don't know that you can. I'll be honest. I don't. Because at what point do you, like, the league can pretend all it wants that it cares. It doesn't care about player safety when they play Thursday night games. I've said it from the word go. 10 years ago when they unveiled it, everybody bagged on me, and you're an idiot.
The fallacy that they care about players is an absolute joke.
You cannot pretend that you care about the players and have 17 weeks of Thursday night football. You cannot.
That's it.
And I said it the minute it happened.
Yep. And I agreed with Carmen.
And I said the football is going to be bad, and it's dangerous for the players, and it's all come to fruition. The football stinks. It is dangerous for the players. You cannot pretend that you care one bit about them if you're playing Thursday night football.
But I'm happy the game's on. I'm happy.
Well, we all love this league, and it's a gambling.
No,
and I made money last night. And sure, we all like. And that's why the league can't really. What are they going to do about it, Sylvie? I don't know. I mean, you've already got independent doctors that are supposed to be helping with the checks and balances. And like you just said, it has failed players on multiple occasions.
Right.
And I think it will continue to fail players on multiple occasions going forward. And the league will continue to pretend like it cares, but it won't matter. The league will go on. This league is going to have to go on. They won't be able to, in their minds, if they really try to stop this type of thing
from happening. The same way the NCAA says, oh, we care about our student-athletes, and that's a lie. It's always been a lie, and it's a lie that the NFL cares about its players. I put it to a vote to the fans. You know, you've got the instant access. You can put it out there. Everybody votes. Should he stay? Shouldn't he stay? Right? Why not?
What was the game? Who wants to be a millionaire? Remember?
Put the
audience poll up.
That's
audience, what do you think?
Exactly.
A, B, C,
put
or
it out
D,
there where you can vote. Yeah, Twitter can sponsor it. You put the vote on. Twitter can change it to whatever they want.
The NFL might do
and
that.
It goes out there.
We were talking about Prevagen before the show. Concussion protocol going to the fans. Brought to you by Prevagen.
Let's see the Prevagen fan poll, everybody.
Let's go out
there. Should Tua come back into the game?
Right. 74. Yeah, we've got 700,000 votes. And 54% of the votes say
the NFL would
go in the game.
Oh, yeah. I'll say this in jest, of course.
We're saying it in jest, but my point is that's exactly what they're thinking. How do we monetize the head brain injuries of these players?
Yes. I have a former Bear who weighed in with very strong language on this. I want to give that to you, and then we will update you on the Bears. Of course, this is a Football Friday. I think the Bears have a great shot of going 3-1.
Oh, yeah.
But we need to see more from the quarterback, and Courtney Cronin will join us at 3. We're live in Woodridge at Legends. Come out and join us. It's all brought to you by Miller Lite.
Football Friday and Miller Time. A fantastic combo by any account. Welcome to the Waddle and Sylvie Show live from Woodridge and Legends Bar. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
Yeah, shout it. It's Friday.
FIFA 9, what is it, 98 or 99? I always confuse
it. I loved it.
It's like FIFA 99, I think.
And like, I've never been a huge soccer guy. And you know, Meller has still. Do you still have FIFA night at your house? Do you guys play FIFA on video game?
Had one last night, Sylvie.
Wow, you had a FIFA night?
Where he has friends come over and they play. Wait, during the football game?
Prime is up on the one TV.
I had
the baseball MLB package going on the other TV, and then FIFA's in the center screen.
So how many guys are
FIFA? So usually just my two other friends, but my one buddy is actually in Belgium right now. So it was a tag team event last night.
Did he join you from Bruges?
He did not.
No?
No. Time difference. Doesn't work.
Dunkirk? Where was he exactly?
Dunkirk.
How is FIFA these days? Still pretty awesome?
Yeah. Hey, yeah. It's same old. You just kind of, it's like Madden.
It's like basically the graphics
are incredible. Did you see the new FIFA? The new FIFA you can play with AFC Richmond?
Yes, which is the obviously.
I've been asking for that for years.
Yeah, why? What's AFC Richmond?
No, it's the team from Ted Lasso. Yeah.
Yes. See, I haven't watched Ted Lasso. I need to watch that.
You do. The first season was great. Then it gets a little redundant, and I haven't finished it. I haven't been caught up. I do. We have what to watch for today, by the way.
Some,
I know.
At some point, as an American, you're going to learn the game of soccer, right?
Me?
Isn't that Ted Lasso's thing, though?
Oh.
Not you, you goofball. I'm talking about Ted Lasso.
So Ted Lasso, the premise is he's a college football coach.
Right, going over.
And then he goes over and he's coaching European soccer.
Right, so at some point, doesn't the dumb American figure out what the hell soccer is all about?
Oh, I mean, yeah, he's fantastic.
That's why it's good for 1 year, but is it so good for the second year? Because at what point does he learn anything about the game?
Well, there's romance. Like, Ted Lasso, it was nothing like I expected. I expected it to be cheesy. Yeah. I expected it to be cliche, and it was anything but that.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things.
It's awesome, actually. A couple of things, first of all. Brad Biggs, if you're just tuning in, the injury report also has Cairo Santos is questionable. He missed practice for personal reasons. The team is bracing, according to Biggs, for the possibility that he does not make the trip to New York. Mm. So they did bring in three kickers, according to Biggsy. Michael Badgley.
Yeah, he was former Charger kicker, right, Meller? Get a kicker right? I think
Josh Lambeau, didn't he kick for the Chargers too? He's been around the league before.
Lambeau most recently was with the Jaguars, I believe.
Okay, yeah.
But I think you're right. I think he did have a stint with the Chargers.
And then Brian Johnson. So they brought it in. He says there's a good chance they'll sign one to the practice squad.
Just in case.
And then they'll elevate him if they need him. I mean,
they'll put Cairo on a non-football injury list, something like that.
NFI, right?
They'll have to put him on something.
Hope everything's all right for Cairo Santos.
Yes. Wishing the best, obviously, whatever he's dealing with. I wanted to read you the Thomas Jones. Do you guys follow Thomas Jones?
No.
On Twitter?
I think I do, yes.
The actor.
He's very vocal.
Thomas Jones,
very
the actor.
Vocal, and he's an actor.
He's an actor now.
Actor-writer, isn't he?
Yes. Like,
and he's had parts in shows these days, in movies.
We had him on a couple years ago. Thomas
was
Jones.
Was he good?
He was very – I mean, he was.
Remember, he was the heart and soul of that Bears team offense. And then Jerry thought, hey, I've got the fourth or fifth pick in the draft. Let's pick another running back.
Yeah, that's when they used to take running backs.
Instead of taking Aaron Rodgers when we have Rex Grossman as our quarterback.
Sylvie? Let's take a top 10 running back. We have Thomas Jones here.
Thomas Jones tweeted yesterday, everyone at the Dolphins facility knew that Tua suffered a concussion last week, so the Dolphins need to stop with the BS, and he wrote it out, with the BS about his back. Some of these coward NFL trainers use our competitive spirits and our will to play injured against us. If we don't play, they look bad, period. And I think that goes into still the mentality.
Yeah, but it's not the trainers that are doing it. Okay, the trainers should be able to stand on their own 2 feet. It's the doctors that tell the trainers he can't play, he can't practice. The head coach comes in there and then just says, nope, he's going to practice. That's the way it is.
Not anymore, though,
or he's
going
to play. Thomas Jones is telling you what? When did Thomas Jones last play?
10 years ago.
Okay. Thomas Jones is telling you what the problems are. The problems are if the head coach wants you to be out there, Bill Belichick comes and tells his athletic trainer, he's practicing today. I don't care what the doctor said. Get him out there. He's practicing. Tell him to do what he can.
Could that still be happening?
That's it. Of course it can.
It's old school stuff.
And can we add, too, like the fact that a head injury, oftentimes a player can get out on the practice field, and he's not hampered in any way because it is a neurological issue that may not be a problem until later in life or, you know, down the road. So a player can theoretically get back out on the field if a doctor's not there protecting him. I think that's the point.
Well, there's someone very near and dear to us, and I want to share you his story when we come up.
The doctors can't be there for 5 hours while you go on the practice field to make sure you don't go on the practice field. They come in there for an hour, hour and a half. They give their thoughts and their, you know, what they do to the trainer. And they say, he called the trainers cowards. They're in a position where they can't win. The head coach, if you don't listen to the head coach, the trainer's gone. He's fired. You got a new trainer coming in. Guess what the new trainer knows? If I don't do what the head coach does, I'm getting fired.
Let's continue the conversation with Courtney. I'm sure she's got a thought on that. She'll update us on Cairo Santos. Could this be the debut of Velus Jones? And then the story of someone very near and dear to the three of us. I've got a really good example of something that Miller had to say, and that's coming up. We are live in Woodridge at Legends. It's all brought to you by Miller Lite.